Bowling for Soup has had great success, but lead singer Jarrett Reddick says they had trouble getting noticed.
When Drunk Enough to Dance came out, you know, Girl the Bad Guys Want went to rock radio, and rock radio absolutely ignored it for 6 months, and then just this weird thing happened. I mean, it turned December, and this top 40 station in Indianapolis just started playing it and just relentlessly played the song and played the song and played the song. And the next thing you know, January 7th, 2003, we were nominated for a Grammy for the song, and then it just, you know, it just got wheels and went, and then we were in a different world.
The Grammy nomination coincided with the birth of his daughter. He was in the delivery room with his wife when the nurse handed him the phone.
And my manager goes, "Hey, man, you're nominated for a Grammy." "All right, man, thanks a lot. See you later." And I hung up, and so my wife is like, "Who would call us at a time like this?" And of course, I understand. I'm like, "It's nothing. Don't worry about it. I guess we got nominated for a Grammy." Of course, the nurses are like, "What? You got nominated for a Grammy? We should talk about it. Who else is in the thing?" This, and I'm like, "Let's focus. Let's get this kid out of here."
Another hit, 1985, was written by Mitch Allen of SR71. Jarrett wanted to collaborate on the song, but Mitch had other plans.
So I was like, "Man, I'd love to work with you on it." And he's like, "Man, you know what? Just take it. Do with it what you want." One Prozac a day,
husband's a CPA. The band's name, Bowling for Soup, is from a line used by American comedian Steve Martin. Jarrett says people often wonder if any of the band members like to bowl.
We all bowl badly.
At age 34, Jarrett has been with the band for 7 years, released 9 albums, and has 2 kids. He thought his life would take a different path, but music intervened.
This was never supposed to happen. I mean, I have 2 college degrees. I'm supposed to be working some office and going home every night at 5 o'clock, and on weekends grilling with my neighbors and watching sports. But unfortunately for the world, here I am.